people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
We are talking today about something that I learned the other day. When I learn something that I want to really learn, when I hear about something, I then want to share it with you because then I get to take it in at a much deeper level. So this is called affect, affect, A-F-F-E-C-T, not E, affect, although they're linked, direct and accept. Let me say that again. You'll see it on the screen. Affect, direct, and accept. When something happens, when something goes on in our lives, we often can feel flooded with emotions and ideas. The emotions tend to stem from, because it's something that we don't like, so the emotions stem from thoughts like, I can't believe this, how dare this happen. By the way, I saw a thing, Matthew McConaughey, if you get a chance, did a college graduation speech a while back, and he said that you need to take the word unbelievable out of your mind. If it happened, you need to just believe it and move on. But victims go around a lot of times saying, unbelievable. I know I was guilty of that. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That still runs through my mind in traffic, especially as I say, when somebody in one of these little Lamborghinis tries to kiss my front end as they move 10 extra feet ahead in traffic. Emotional, how dare this? How could this? These are the thoughts that come when we are put into a stressful situation. We feel the emotions, and we also a lot of times don't know how to identify. We don't take the time to identify them. So first of all, we feel a surge of emotions because we're under a stressful situation. And then our mind jumps to, in many cases, blaming the other person, which makes perfect sense that if the other person is indeed responsible. The challenge is that the time that we are spending blaming is time that we are not spending correcting the situation, trying to affect a change in the situation. Sometimes the best thing we can do to affect a change is nothing. I'm going to say that again. In the middle of a big, frightening thing, sometimes the best thing is to do nothing. As I once heard the actress Rebecca De Mornay say, don't just do something, sit there. Let me say that again. Don't just do something, sit there. So when something really, really stressful happens in our lives, and I told you this, that because of me moving to Florida and because of the various states that I have to report taxes, I literally have 5 branches of government coming back to me saying, you owe all this money and you haven't reported this and all of this. And none of it was accurate. It was just one arm of the government not able during the pandemic. That's the truth of it, to communicate effectively with the other. So all I had to do was send in copies of check stubs or resend in my return, something like that. Nonetheless, when it hits, especially the 5th letter comes in from a different agency, you just start to have this emotional response. And when we have that emotional response, we can't think clearly. And we do jump to a victim modality. We just do. So when something happens, the first thing we need to ask ourselves, first of all, is take a breath. Take a breath. Take 10 breaths. I read something the other day. I might do an entire jumpstart about it. It's called Blow Out 10 Birthday Cakes. And by that, I mean, imagine you've got a birthday cake with all your candles on there. And I know some of you, that's a lot of candles. And you have to ten times. See if that doesn't change your mood. So when something occurs, the main thing that we can affect is ourselves. As my favorite quote from Hamilton goes, I am the one thing in life I can control. And so we ask ourselves, can I affect what is going on right now? Can I affect it? And can I affect it in a way that is going to improve the situation? That's got to be the minimum basic requirement. Is whatever I'm going to do going to make it better? Right? Then we ask ourselves, can I direct the outcome? And if so, how best can I direct the outcome? Again, sometimes the best way to direct the outcome is to take a step back and blow out 10 birthday candles and maybe even not saying anything or simply agreeing to disagree, because the ultimate outcome or the ultimate stage, the third step, is accept. Accept. If you cannot affect it positively, if you cannot improve the direction in which it's going, then can you somehow direct the outcome? In other words, can you look at it from a more grand scheme? Rather than affecting it the way I see it is, improving it right then. Directing it would be figuring out what your end goal is and really making sure you're true to that. So for example, I'm going to make something up. Whenever I make something up, it always tells too much about myself. Let's say you and your spouse are disagreeing about something, and I'm going to make something up here. It's about where to go on vacation, and you're really getting into it. She wants to go to the mountains and you want to go to the beach, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So to affect it would be to basically get across your point or to reach some sort of positive compromise in that moment. It's to take care of what specifically you are addressing in that moment, which is to select a mutually agreeable place for the two of you to go on vacation. Now, the outcome that you're trying to direct is to have a happy, healthy relationship where you communicate and where you make decisions like this without either one of you feeling slighted or angry. Sometimes you take turns. I know couples that take turns. We're going to go to the mountains and then we're going to go this way, or we're going to go to the lake and then we're going to go this way. And that's just the way it goes. And ultimately, we have to accept. We have to accept. Someone was, I was in a meeting the other day and they were telling this story, and it's a true thing. It's just, it's mistold so many times. And I think I have the more accurate version of it, that in the Philippines, there are a lot of monkeys and they're problems. And so they capture them and relocate them or whatever. And the best way to do that is to take a coconut. And if this is the coconut, to just cut off the very tip of it, hollow it out, and then to drop peanuts into it, drill a hole, and attach it to a string. The monkeys come along, reach into the coconuts, and grab the peanuts, but they will not accept that they're caught. They will not let go. And so they hold on, they hold on, they hold on, and the captors simply walk up, grab the monkeys, and put them in a bag, still with their hand in the coconut. Now, eventually the monkey lets go. Too late by then. We need to stop being monkeys. We need to accept the way it is. And sometimes it means we accept. People, myself included, confuse accepting with liking. There's no liking necessarily in accepting. You know, liking is I got my way, or liking is it turned out such that I minimized my suffering. Sometimes it's just going to turn out the way it's going to turn out. And so we accept. So first, in a stressful situation, how can I affect the outcome? Can I? In a positive way? Can I affect the positive outcome in this? Therefore, if not, can I direct where this is going? Can I minimize the likelihood of an argument? Can I keep my voice calm? Can I remind my partner that the most important thing is where we, that we're together on vacation, not so much where we go, etc. And then finally, no matter what, accept the outcome. And since I said accept the outcome, now is your chance to click share. Thank you to so many of you who click share. I'm actually going to do a jump start on something that happened because so many of you click share. It's kind of funny. I look forward to that. I'm going to do that, I think, on Friday. Let me go back and make sure we get everybody checked in. I know we said hello to Ed. Courtney said hello. We've talked coffee, coffee, coffee. Laurel, good to see you. She says she is grateful for her family. That's awesome. Laurel says, oh, me too. Got it. Greg, good to see you. Good morning. How are you? Greg's in Atlanta, if I'm not mistaken. Where do emotions come from? How do they come to be? First, something happens. Then I think, is it good or does it stink? Poem from grade school. I'm going to shoot a screenshot of this. Juanita, I presume that's you. I'll do an entire jumpstart on that. I'd like to know more about it myself. Heather Dilio says, my girlfriend Bonnie introduced me to you. She recently died. Suddenly, Bonnie brought your information to her work as a nurse. She truly respected you. Wow. A moment of love and appreciation for Bonnie. Ah. Thank you so much. We never know when or how long we'll be with people, right? That old idea of we come together for a reason or a season. Her death is not unbelievable. Her life was a blessing to me. Awesome. Yeah, watch how often you use that word, unbelievable. It's a mark of complaining, by the way. Courtney says, great advice, similar to Stoicism. Yes, my literary agent actually wrote the definitive book on Stoicism called The Lives of the Stoics. And his book, The Daily Stoic, along with Ryan Holiday, has been on the bestseller list now for almost 2 years. Think about that. That's my literary agent is a best-selling author. I told him one day, I said, look, Tom Parker left the hit writing to Elvis. What are you trying to do? Make me look bad? I've never had a bestseller in the United States, but every one of my books has been bestsellers outside, which I find interesting. And I found out just the other day, it's a big bestseller right now in Russia. Had no idea it was even being produced in Russia, published. Sometimes you just have to tell yourself, it's not my rodeo, not my zoo, even when you want to be involved. That's so true. Linda, I am the get involved guy, you know, always have been, to my detriment. Christy says, I'm grateful for this message today. Awesome. Gloria, first one to click share. Bada boom, way to go. Christy also shared. Thank you so much. Janet Robinson, good morning, Will and Teddy, my friend from school. Good to see you. Glad my older sister and I are close. David, bless you. That is awesome. My younger brother will not speak to me. Will not speak to me. It's a long story that I choose to not even engage anymore. Linda Starn says, Cher, thank you. Very sorry for your loss. Absolutely. You know, did not stop to say a moment. You know, one of the great comments I ever heard when someone passed away, someone else said, this moment is filled with their absence, and this moment is filled with their presence. And we're grateful for both. Bless you, Bonnie. Heather says, thank you. Gloria says, hello. It's amazing how time travel unravels things, good or bad. Yes. Today, when something occurs, ask yourself, can I affect it in the moment? What can I do to positively affect it? If not, in the long term, what can I do to direct this so that it keeps my long-term goals of harmony, health, and peace with other people and myself? And finally, can I accept it? And the answer is yes, you sure as heck can, because it's real, because it's there, and because ultimately you have to. You have to. So give yourself permission. I was watching a video of a woman who had lost her husband tragically, and as a very young man, left her with two young children and had just committed to not letting her life fall apart. She did. She committed to it. And she stayed with it. But she said that the first thing was not fighting it, not trying to put your life back together. It was accepting what had happened. Thanks so much for being with me, everybody. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow. I'll tell you how my first boxing lesson went. I've got a boxing lesson in 39 minutes, and I'm actually going to ride my bike there. I love living in the Keys. See ya. Bye.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high.